Hey everyone, I'm Coach Al Lyman.
And I'm Dr. Kurt Strecker, and we are the experts behind Pursuit Athletic Performance, one of the nation's cutting-edge sports training companies with an outstanding reputation for getting athletes just like you stronger, more powerful, and faster, all while keeping you uninjured and in the game year after year.
Our weekly podcast will share honest, effective training tips and information, from the nuances of triathlon to the rigors of ultra running, as well as the latest in sports medicine and nutrition. Our goal is to explode the training myths and untruths marketed to athletes and to teach you how to truly unleash your ultimate potential. Be sure to subscribe for free updates of our proven strategies at pursuitathleticperformance.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this new edition of the Pursuit Athletic Performance Podcast. I'm Coach Al Lyman. It's my pleasure to welcome you and also to welcome my partner, Dr. Kurt Strecker, to another fun edition of our podcast. Doc, as always, I have to ask, how are you doing today?
Couldn't be better, Coach. How could I be better?
I don't know.
Sitting here doing a podcast with you. Could there be a better day?
No, there could not be a better day. You know, we hope folks are listening. We hope folks are learning something. And as always, we invite folks to send questions our way if there's any topic that you'd like us to talk about. You know, we have every day here in our quote-unquote lab here at Pursuit Athletic Performance, we meet some new athletes. And we're working on a little bit of everything, right? We're developing some new exercise and or system protocols to help our team and to help the folks that we're working with. And we're working on marketing, we're working on all of these elements that hopefully will grow our business. And our primary goal there, of course, is to not only make a living, but to be able to reach more people to help, you know, more people, Doc, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I was reading an article today from Darren Hardy, who's a well-known writer that will talk about a variety of topics that are related to business and things of that nature. And in this article, he was talking about all of these, in how marketing messages, how commercials, how magazines, how websites, all of these things have absolutely exploded in the last 20 years. And the challenge for all of us is, how do we weed through all of these marketing messages? He said close to 30,000 per day every one of us is exposed to, as an example, right? Websites have grown in the last 20 years by 2.5 million times or something absolutely ridiculous.
Remarkable numbers.
Think about the average person who is trying to get better as a triathlete or an endurance athlete. Think about them just sitting down to Google and typing in a simple phrase. What about folks that might want to come see us who have either a desire to get faster or a desire to get out of a cycle of injury, and so they type in gait analysis? And just like that, they've literally got 100 pages in Google or in some other search engine that gives them information. And that information can quickly become overwhelming. How the heck do you work through all of that and become a discerning consumer that that will be able to make the smart decisions that will allow you to ultimately progress and get better or get faster? Just weed through all of this stuff. It's almost a little overwhelming thinking about it. And certainly as a small business, we're challenged with, hey, how do we get our message out there, right? So as I was reading this, I thought to myself, here's a great topic for our podcast. In the years that we bring to the table, I'm a little older than you. I'm 54 now. Certainly I've been doing this and living for a lot of years. What are the real keys to success in what I definitely call is an exploding information age? How do the athletes out there weed through all the muck and mire to get to the most important information for them, right? How do we raise our kids to be able to see a scam a mile away, or to be able to know the difference between someone who has their best interest at heart and someone who doesn't?
If you can answer those questions, Coach, we probably need to start a different business.
Right. That's exactly
We're going to make a lot of money answering those questions for people all over the world.
Yeah. It's true. I think, you know, at the end of the day, our ability to not waste time or energy or invest ourselves emotionally in things that aren't going to return something back to us in terms of real value, our ability to do that is going to be a large determinant in terms of our ultimate success. Yes?
Absolutely. It's very interesting because we have to filter things very quickly and make decisions. This is, I'm gonna read this, I'm not going to read that. And how do we make those choices? On the Google page or, you know, based on, you know, experience in a marketplace or, you know, at the next triathlon when there's 45 people saying, you know, hey, I got a great shoe and boy, if you use this deodorant, you're going to be faster and, you know, put this gel in your hair and it it helps you float. So, you know, there's decisions and, you know, and questions, maybe more questions than answers coming up all the time. And trying to sort through those can certainly be daunting.
Yeah, no question. Well, let's start to toss some ideas around, and perhaps someone listening will even be able to help us and shed some additional light. So we certainly invite our listeners to you know, engage us in an exchange if there's some aspects to all of these things we're discussing that really resonate with you, or perhaps you have some experience.
We should be doing this live. Right, we should have a call.
Absolutely.
That's it. John from Wisconsin, you're on the air. Right? We need John from Wisconsin to give us some ideas on this one. Right?
That's right. You know, it's so funny with marketing. I mean, there are people that are making a heck of a lot more money than we are that are figuring out how to manipulate our purchases, how to manipulate how we act as consumers.
Oh, right? It's amazing.
It's incredible, right?
It's remarkable.
And we're not necessarily so good about it. We're raw and we're real,
right,
but we're not necessarily the best manipulators.
We're mechanics.
We're mechanics. That's
right.
Exactly right. You know, as I think back, and I'll relate it back to what we do, but one thing that will always resonate with me is I think it's human nature to some degree to want to progress through something, to get something that seems at least initially to be better, faster, shinier, fancier. And conversely, I think I've had the most success when I've drilled things back to the most basic and fundamental levels. Certainly here in our lab, we continually push people back to what is an appropriate level for them, but it always starts at the beginning, right?
Right.
And I know as a musician, which is partly my background, there's a constant focus on the most fundamental aspects of musicianship in order to improve tone quality, mastery of the mechanics of an instrument, scales, things which reflect a very deep and profound understanding of basics with regard to whatever it is we're doing. And here in the lab, we do the same thing. I think And I'm reaching here a little bit, but again, based on my experience, I think where folks tend to get into trouble, especially with respect to information and what is an absolute, you know, mass of it out there, is when we get drawn into thinking about or focusing on things which in truth are well beyond what we really ought to be dealing with at any moment in time. You know, I bring it back to the kettlebell swing as an example. That just popped into my head. You know, here's an exercise which takes a very, very long time to master, a very basic and fundamental exercise within the kettlebell school of training. But as soon as I pull any kind of kettlebell video up on YouTube, I immediately get a whole plethora of stuff,
sure.
Right? And I see the swing in many, many different ways. So for the students that I work with and that we work with here, we bring it back to those very basic elements and we build that seemingly simple exercise in pieces, constantly drilling those basics and fundamentals. Maybe that's not a good analogy, I don't know. But I think, you know, certainly if we can work through or at least dismiss the stuff that is more peripheral or more superficial and get back to the center, you know, the core of something, the most fundamental aspects of something, that I think we can I think we can progress better. I thinking about the 80-20 rule as an example, 80% of anything is basics and fundamentals. 80% of anything is basics and fundamentals, right? And I think there's analogies across the board. Hey, we even say, hey, there's three or four exercises that we give the athletes we work with that if they just mastered those, just those three or four, and progress them moderately well, they'd be 80% down the road in terms of achieving the durability and the enhancements to their health and performance that they seek.
I think there's two things that come into play because of the huge volume of information, and we're constantly bombarded by, things from every direction. If you think about the first thing, which is boredom and attention span, right? I'm bored with this exercise. I need a new one. May not be good at that exercise, but you've done it three or four times and ready to move on. I'm tired of that one. What's next? You know, we have this quick, the attention span of gnats seem to have with all this, flash traffic going in front of our face.
Yeah.
And then the other one is we like to buy the solution sometimes. And if you look at triathletes as a group, typically we like to, we love flashy stuff. We love wheels. Right, we got the cool wheels. Those are $3,000, but they'll save me 40 seconds. In the best of situations, you get 40 seconds. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So, or the newest gadget, the newest thing. So we tend to look for a quick fix in terms of what can I buy that will make me better. What can I buy? What can I take that will make me better? What thing is there available that at $39.95, I can become a better athlete, and then the other is, gee, I did three push-ups. I'm bored with those. I'm ready to move on. So we've got to, as you described, sort of peel back to the basics. Sorting through the information is a huge task. But if you start with the simplest pieces, as you described, you're probably going to have the best luck. Occam's razor, right? The simplest solution is perhaps the right one. It's paraphrasing a little bit there, but and I think that we can apply that in not only triathlon or exercise or but throughout our lives and in many of the choices that we have to make. It's very easy to get. It's almost like a snowball, right? You start rolling down the mountain and get some momentum, and you can get on Google, searching for a color to paint your house, and 25 minutes later, you're picking out the best jet to buy. You have no idea. Hey, look, and I got this great new bar, and hey, it came with some weights. And
well, again, it speaks to the expertise of the marketers.
Phenomenal.
You're the idea of wanting to buy a solution because it's available to us and because that marketing is speaking to us, it's almost like we can't resist it. And so we have to fight that urge and invest in ourselves rather than invest in things. The other thing you brought up, which was, again, brilliant, was this whole idea of delayed gratification, right? So because we want instant gratification, part of wanting a new exercise or becoming bored with something is we want that feeling of this is new, right? And therefore I get that instant feedback and challenge myself in some way rather than delaying some gratification and getting deeper and deeper into something rather than simply moving on to the next thing. And of course, the idea today was to talk about some things to help our listeners really work their way through this muck and mire. What we're addressing are some really fundamental aspects that in some ways have poisoned our culture and our society, things. And it is about a buck. It's about making a buck, and it's about the marketing and about the messages. The shoe companies, speaking again to the work that we do here in the lab, it's incredible, right? I remember when I started running in 1983, there was, actually it was a little bit earlier than that, there was, there was ASICS, which back then was Tiger. It wasn't ASICS back then. I mean, there was just a few companies.
Right.
There wasn't that many companies in the mix. Now there are dozens. And more and more coming online almost every day. And so how on earth, when every single company has a special technology that you need,
right,
how on earth do you work through all of that? That's the challenge. You know, one thing that resonated with me as I was growing up and as I was developing, either both as a musician and as an athlete, and then as a coach, and also I think as a parent, is I think it's really important to choose our mentors well. You know, if we want to have success at some level, we want to look to people that have had the success that we desire and try to mirror or mimic what they did. And for many children, I look at, you know, your son as an example, he's looking to you as his mentor. And so the things that you do and say, even when you don't think he's looking, are teaching him. And he's learning from that. And at some point, you hope that he'll have the wisdom as he gets a little older to begin to choose his other mentors carefully. Mm-hmm. I know for me, when I got into triathlon, the first coach that I hired, I went through a lot of effort to make sure that this person was the right person for me. I read a lot of what he wrote, and I hope that every person I work with today learns a lot about me and what I stand for and who I am as a person before they're going to be willing to listen to what I say about how they should train or how they should spend an hour to 3 hours of every single day of their lives. So I think choosing mentors, choosing, and that doesn't mean individual people specifically, it can also mean where do we get our information from? You know, well, are we reading the New York Post or the New York Times? Or the Boston Globe or the Boston Herald? What are the messages there, and how are we selecting and choosing where we get that information from?
Those are very good questions. Again, I think, you know, as you mentioned, we were talking about topics for this podcast, and you threw this idea out, and we kind of came to the conclusion that we were going to ask a lot of questions and maybe not provide a lot of answers. So hopefully what we've done is perhaps to plant a seed in your minds and help you to start to think about, you know, how you're going to make your choices. And I guess as a parent, that's a thing to teach, right? That's a thing to teach. And hopefully everybody get a little something out of that. Again, I'm not sure what we are going to answer other than, you know, start at the beginning, right? Work from the basics out. But it'll give you something to scratch your head and think about while you're driving your car.
You know, I'll throw one last thing out before we wrap this, Doc. One of my favorite books is The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. And one of those four agreements is to be good with your word. And I think If you listen to that agreement on the surface or superficially, it means to be honest, to speak honestly. But if you read between the lines with Ruiz, what he's, I believe, speaking to is that we need to listen inside of ourselves, that we need to be good with the word that we speak to ourselves. That's another way of saying, I think, we need to trust our intuition a little more often. You know, it's like that little voice inside of our heads. Is this speaking the truth to me, or does this not feel right? You know, I think there's some, maybe that's wisdom. I don't know. The women out there are laughing, thinking, yeah, we got that. Yeah, you men don't got it. But I think more often than not, most of us know the right from wrong, and hopefully we can develop those skills of discerning the differences and connecting with people that care and that are giving us information that's really going to empower us and move us forward. All right, enough about that. Good stuff, good fun to think about. I love thinking about this stuff and digging into it.
Welcome to Philosophy 101, Pursuit Athletic Performance.
Exactly. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us today. We sure hope things are awesome and amazing in your world. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, we'd love to get a 5-star rating on iTunes as well. If you've got any questions or thoughts or wisdom for Dr. Kurt or I, please connect with us on Facebook or leave a comment on our blog. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you next time.
Take care. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pursuit Athletic Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a 5-star rating and review here on iTunes. Be sure to head over to pursuitathleticperformance.com to subscribe for free tips and strategies to help you get strong, get fast, and unleash the amazing athlete in you.